Personally, it's exposed me to so much wonderful music, all kinds of music, classical, jazz.
The Bus Project, you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar. If you have a press release for All Together Now, send it to news at WGXC.org. And our crack community reporters will see if we can mention your news on the local airwaves on the collaborative 6 p.m. local radio news show, All Together Now.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between. This is Justin Weaver. I am here flying solo today because my loyal, lovely, beautiful co-host, Holly Tanner, is absent. She is at a Clerks Association conference down in the Big Apple, so I'm flying solo with my wonderful guest today. Today is Wednesday, June 13th, and you are listening to Something to Talk About. And it is a very gay day here in the studio, folks. It's a very gay day. And you'll understand more about that in a moment when I introduce my guest, which I should do right now. Today we are speaking with one of the founders and directors of Out Hudson, the amazing organization that puts on the Pride festivities here in Hudson. This is the third year that Out Hudson has taken the reins and running full steam ahead. Miss Trixie Starr.
Hello, Hudson. Hello, Justin. How you
I'm
doing?
I'm Justin. A drag queen interviewing a drag queen, though. This is a first. I think we've had you on the show many times before.
Once or twice.
And in addition, well, Trixie's also known as Rich Follow, I should say, who is also alderman of the
Fourth Ward.
Right
across the street. Yep.
We'll figure out how all that's going for you in a few minutes as well. And then we have the lovely Amanda Henry here. Hi, Amanda Henry.
Hello there, Justin.
Is this your first stint at radio?
No, indeed. I've had the pleasure of being interviewed on the station a couple of times in various guises.
Wonderful. Wonderful to have you on our show for the first time. And the beautiful, lovely, and nutty, I think, because she's got a case of the giggles, which is quite contagious. This is Miss Lauren. Lauren Serrano. Did I say that right?
You did, Justin.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, what's up?
And this is your first stint at radio.
Oh, there's a first time for everything.
Oh, there is. And we're going to get into that, too. We have this collection of wonderful people here today to discuss the upcoming Pride events put on by Out Hudson, which are happening. Actually, tomorrow is for the first time, I think, because normally it runs Friday through Sunday. But we're doing something different this year. So, Trixie, why don't you go ahead and tell us what's happening, and we'll get more in depth as the interview goes on. So what's happening tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we have our first event, which is going to be at the Spotty Dog. It's when Katie Met Cassidy, an event with the author Camille Perry, and it's from 6 to 8 at the Spotty Dog. We have an author reading. And proceeds throughout the evening will be donated to Out Hudson. So we have the organizational structure for Out Hudson is slightly different. It is, as opposed to a top-down structure, it is a bottoms-up structure.
You should put that on a bumper sticker.
So, if
especially
you,
during Pride Weekend. I mean,
right?
Come on.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Hudson.
Hello. So if you don't have one of the postcards that are out that say superheroes on it, or even that's the one that says head of lettuce, but they're out and about town, and on the back of those postcards is the entire schedule of events, because we have so many events this year. It's kind of amazing. It starts Thursday. We have two events on Friday. We have a boat cruise. We have Trixie's Whorehouse. And then we have another author reading on Saturday morning from 11 to 12:30 with the author Sarah McBride, who's a transgendered woman who worked on the Obama administration, which is great.
Wow.
And then the parade starts at 2 on Saturday. People start lining up at 12. If you have a car or a float, we ask you to be there around 12:30. March is around 1 or so, but everyone be in line by 1:30. Then we have our craft fair, which is at 3 o'clock, which is down in Promenade Hill Park. Etsy is there. They're doing capes for kids with our superheroes theme. So Etsy will be there. Also, William Farmer and Son will have an adult beverage area.
Ooh.
They will have down there on Front Street. We have vendors. We have a food truck. So it's going to be great. And then we have two events happening side by side on Saturday. We have the Poke the Bear beer blast at Ore Bar from like 2:30 to 6. And then we also have the Women's Tea Dance, which will be happening at Sadhana. And Lauren can tell you more about that from 3 to 6. The Cabaret Show, Head of Lettuce, 8 o'clock, Helsinki. Then the Tiger House and Little Debs is teaming up. They're bringing you the All the Bodies Party, which will be happening at the Half Moon. And then Sunday, we have the fabulous Disasters of the Universe Tea Dance, hosted by yours truly, Ms. Gargantua Jones.
Yes. And Disasters of the Universe is a play, of course, on Masters of the Universe, which, was the umbrella, organization for a lot of cartoons when I was growing up, He-Man and She-Ra. I can't tell anybody what my superhero is going to be, so you'll have to come to the parade to find out. If you miss that, then come to the tea dance. Now, I'm very interested. So this is the very first year that we're doing a women's dance party. So, Lauren, do you want to talk about that? Was this your idea? How did this come about?
Well, I was at an organization meeting where we were planning everything, and I was like, hey, guys, what do the women do? Do we have anything? And Trixie said to me, why don't you go ask Sandra from Sadhana? And I did just that, met her up with her, and I was like, hey, I heard there was a rumor you wanted to have a party. And she was like, yes, I do. I would love to have a party. All I can say is show up, have a good time. There'll be some drinks, some snacks, lots of music to go around. Do some dancing. We're so excited that right now our text messages between each other have more exclamation points than should legally be allowed. It's exciting
when you branch out and you do something new, especially here in Hudson, which embraces so many ideas and people trying new things. Now, for a gay man, I was like, wait, does that mean guys can't go? Do you want it to just be only for girls?
Well, I would never tell someone that they can't come to the party.
Okay, good.
I am not about that.
Right.
I am about everyone's here to have a good time.
Okay.
The idea, I think, more or less is just like, it's if you're a woman and you're like, what the heck do I do?
Yeah,
where do I go?
A woman's not going to go to Poke the Bear.
Right.
Right.
So
it's pretty much,
it's the go-to spot. So can you come? Absolutely. I would love it. Love to see you there.
Okay.
I'd love to have a good time to do a little dancing before you got to go do what you got to do.
Yes.
It is geared towards women and it is for women. But that is not to say that, you know, no one is allowed to come. That is not a woman.
And you're saying Sadhana, but me being born and raised in Hudson, I don't know if it's a Hudson born and raised thing, but it's probably just more a me thing. I've always called it Sadhana.
I called it Sadhana until I was corrected 40 times. So.
Okay. So it's either Sadhana or Sadhana, and you would know because that sign is spelled like it sounds, Sadhana. but it's really sadhana, apparently. And that's at Warren Street. Whereabouts on Warren Street?
Oh, gosh.
It's right up here, right above Face Stockholm.
I just walked past it like
2 seconds. Oh, it's above where Face. Cascades is and Face right. Stockholm. Yes. It's right above Face Stockholm.
You have to climb a big, beautiful, dramatic flight of stairs.
Yeah, you'll see the sign. Yeah.
And that's happening at what time on?
Starts at 3.
And this is on Saturday, immediately after the parade.
Exactly.
Okay. And you're also working on the Out Hudson Parade committee also, yes?
Yes. I really only show up to make people laugh and have myself a good time, and that's good. All
over
really.
Well, yeah, you know, some
I bring Trixie problems, no solutions.
Well, and you're working right alongside Miss Amanda Henry as a volunteer on the parade committee. So, Amanda, why don't you, and these microphones are very sensitive, so make sure you talk right into it or take it out. What makes you volunteer?
That's a great question, because I think I've been involved pretty much in every parade for the last 8 years, one way or another. Mm-hmm. And the first time I did it, I just felt that there really weren't enough straight people represented in the Pride organization.
You're straight.
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay, because that is on my list here.
I'm sure it is. And I really felt that one of the great things about Pride generally is that we can be who we want to be without question, without judgment. And I've always believed that people should be able to love hearts and not parts.
Oh, I like that one. Thank that should be go right next to your bumper sticker, Trixie.
My other bumper sticker.
Yes.
So, so it's something that I've always been interested in, how we can bring different factions of our community together. And this struck me as a wonderful way to do it. And frankly, I've made some amazing new friends since I've been doing it. And that was just a bonus of it. And I've met a lot more of the younger people who've been moving into Hudson. And I'm immensely grateful for it.
Well, and we're immensely grateful to people like you that, you know, give up your free time to volunteer to put, you know, something like this together.
Oh, well, that's very, very kind of you. But I did get a very rude awakening this weekend when I decided that I would be part of the committee marching for the first time in the Flag Day Parade.
Yes.
And I thought that one of the things that I might be able to do would be, because I listened to the fabulous music that on the float, I thought maybe I could single-handedly bring back disco to the straight people of Hudson.
Well,
so I would dance down Warren Street.
They didn't like that?
No, it wasn't that they didn't like it. What happened was I'd forgotten for a moment or three my chronological age, and I've ended up with a wrenched knee, and
okay.
I've been icing and resting it since. So I'm not sure that I'm going to be doing too much dancing this weekend, but I had a wonderful time. And for me, the most exciting thing from having been a volunteer on this committee for these number of years and doing different things for the parade, but the most exciting thing was to see the reception that me and the other committee members got from people in Hudson who you wouldn't normally expect to see waving and cheering a bunch of us dancing down Warren Street. And people were so warm and so welcoming.
Yes.
It was probably one of the most heartwarming things that I've experienced in the last 18 years or so living in Hudson. So
well,
I loved it.
That is a beautiful thing. And I did see the parade. And, it was just a small contingent. You had a little truck and there were maybe six of you. But you made such an impact because Hudson Flag Day has always been separate. You know, there was Hudson Flag Day and then there's the Hudson Pride Parade. And they had never, you know, crossed paths until this year. And it was just a beautiful sign of acceptance, I think, from a faction that maybe people didn't think would be so accepting or maybe haven't been in the past. But Hudson's really come a long way. And Trixie, you know, you have a lot to do with that, with being one of the originators and founders of the original parade that happened here in 2010. We're going way back then. This is going to be the ninth parade We're here in 2018.
How do you work that out?
2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 is the ninth.
Oh, you are right.
Yes. Right. I, you know, that was a really tricky math problem.
Yeah, right,
and I thought about it beforehand because you think it started in 2010. Here's 2018. This is going to be the eighth. But actually, this is the ninth.
This is the ninth.
And this is the third under the new organization, mm-hmm. Out Hudson. So what have you seen in all the years? What's different? Are we still growing? What has it done for acceptance in Hudson and nationwide? Talk a little bit about what the impact has been with the parades over the years.
And knowing that it's the ninth, next year will be the 10th.
10th anniversary.
Which also coincides with the 50th anniversary of Stonewall.
Yes.
So it'll be a big one next year, actually. Now you just reminded me. Yes. Anyway, I was at the farmer's market. A lot happens at my cookie table on the farmer's market other than just selling cookies. So Jenny Belton, who lives around the corner from me, came up and she's like, Trixie, you come on, Flag Day. You know, I'm like, okay, I gotta offer for you, Jenny. Pride will march in the Flag Day contingent. You get Flag Day to march in the Pride Parade.
Excellent.
And Jenny's like, okay, deal. You got a deal, mm-hmm. Trixie. And so we made it happen. And you know what? It was like you said, it was a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't know what to expect. You know, let me tell you something. Even like the very first Stonewall, a little bit of fear is what you need in a gay parade.
That's true. Sometimes. You know, I operate based
really
on
know
fear.
What to expect. You know, so we didn't know what to expect going in.
Throw things at the wall and see if they stick sometimes.
Thank you.
You know,
right?
And that's what you have to live by.
And but you know what? It was a wonderful experience. The Flag Day Committee folks were like amazing. They were friendly. They were organized.
Yeah, they were very efficient.
Very efficient.
It gave me a couple of good ideas for how we could do a little bit better, too.
Right. Yeah, no, they were great. And March, you know what? And that's it also. It's like it for our mission of visibility within Columbia County, Out Hudson. I mean, hey, that's visibility.
Yeah.
It's like we are reaching people who normally would not necessarily, you know, still would normally not come to our parade per se, but you know, there they are in Flag Day. And
one of the things that I thought was so amazing were the number of people who shouted out, "We're going to be with you next weekend."
Oh, that's beautiful.
So that was really fun.
That's
it's
beautiful.
So great.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
We're having a great conversation here with Trixie Starr and Amanda Henry and Lauren Serrano, but I do want to tell everybody that WGXC 90.7 FM and I'm sorry, WGXC 90.7 FM is Hands On Radio, and we are in the midst of our Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. Yes, this is the time for you folks listening, you know, stop what you're doing, put the vacuum cleaner down, turn off Wendy Williams, and get on the phone and give us a call. We have many people here to take your phone call, and please take this moment to pledge something. I'm trying to shoot for around $250 by the end of this broadcast, but the goal this time around here at WGXC is $25,000. So if you can just open up your pocketbook or your wallet or both, this is Hudson, you probably have both, take out $25, give us a call. The number here is 518-697-7400. You can also donate online at wgxc.org/donate. And if you are the type of person that likes to go to the post office and get a money order or rip a check out of your checkbook, you can mail it to WGXC Care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. Where else can you hear programming like this that is so local? You see somebody on the street, and then you see them, you hear them on the radio, and you're intermingling with the people that you hear talked about on the radio. It's not like these figures, you don't know who they are. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody works together. This radio station supports, you know, creativity. And listener support is vital to the station's survival. So please, you know, join with us. Join the family here at WGXC and donate. Okay, now that we have that, I'll just remind you, 697, area code 518-697-7400 to donate. Okay, back to our wonderful conversation. So Where were we? Okay, so we should tell everybody that this is LGBT Pride Month, okay? June is Pride Month. LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, but now we have a few more initials that have been added. I wanted to ask you guys, what's your interpretation of that? Because now it's not just LGBT. It's LGBTQIA and then the plus symbol. And I know what they stand for, but I figured I'd ask you why, what is the reasoning behind that? And do you feel it's important to be recognizing everyone within the gay community with the initials? Anybody want to take that?
I'll take that to start with. I think it's too many initials. I mean, honestly,
why? I'm glad you're honest.
Really,
Amanda.
I mean, it's too many. I'd just go with Q for queer, which is anything outside of heteronormative.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you may ask.
Have you ever taken a dip in the lady pond?
That's a great question. In fact, that's an intriguing and wonderful question. And I wouldn't say I've taken a full dip.
You stuck a toe in.
I have stuck a toe in.
Once or twice.
Well,
not three literally. Times.
It was actually
not literally.
No,
oh God,
definitely.
I hope not literally. Please, that's another show. I can't comment.
Gentlemen,
on
no, I was in Paris. It was the early 70s.
Yeah,
oh. You can only imagine what was going on, and I had this great friendship with a woman who was actually from upstate New York, I'd never been to at that point in my life. And she was just a remarkable and amazing woman. And she was a model. And her brother, I know, it gets better. The story gets better. Her brother was a DJ, a gay DJ, at a famous disco. Uh-huh. Of course, everybody was discoing then. It wasn't just me down Warren Street and my poor knee. It was the world. The world was disco.
Yes.
And I was intrigued by this woman. And one night after, let's just say, an evening of general excess, she turned to me and made a sort of how about it.
Hey now,
offering,
how you doing? Yeah,
sort of. It was yeah, exactly.
How many movies did you have to watch to come up with this plotline? Because how many people have interviewed you for the plotline to this? Because I swear I've watched this movie.
No, well, you were probably there, but
she
there
was
has
probably
been.
There.
I've never discussed this.
Well,
air.
Well, you know what? Something to talk about is a very unique program because we get you to open up Pandora's box. And just
Her name wasn't Pandora.
Talk. It wasn't Pandora. Oh my God. Okay.
I'm sorry. So, we can move. We can move right along.
Good one.
This is what happens when Holly Tanner isn't here.
I know, Holly.
This is
we
what
apologize.
Sorry.
We're not going to have a show after this, but we will have Amanda back in some sort of way.
Maybe.
So continue. This is fascinating.
Well, thank you. And I just, when it came to it, it wasn't happening for me.
Uh-huh.
And I know you're disappointed, Lauren.
I'm
know
so
it's such a
Lauren actually lives in the lady pond.
So she said. However, what it did do for me, because this woman was so remarkable in many ways, and when I tell you who she is, you'll know how remarkable she was.
Oh.
But every time the opportunity has presented itself, I've always said, if I couldn't do it, I don't think it could be anyone.
Oh, really? Was it really Grace Jones?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Now, I'm very gullible, so I don't know if you're telling the truth or not. Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Congratulations. Oh my God.
You think I would lie
on
local radio?
I've never heard this story before. How
you've never asked me.
Oh, see?
You never asked the right
question. Look what I get people to open up to.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, can you imagine being in Hannaford's and somebody coming up to me and saying, there she is.
Why would you?
Did you have to Google to see who Grace Jones
is? Lauren.
How old are you, Lauren?
She's younger. Younger than springtime.
Oh, for God's sakes.
So, yeah. So, anyway, so all I'm saying
now. You couldn't have sex with Grace Jones. I could have sex with Grace Jones.
I could, too. In drag.
Listen, I'm not going there. But what I would say is that, you know, it's sort of, so every time the opportunity has come up, I've thought about it and I've thought, probably not. But I find myself being just much more open to possibilities generally in life at the moment. So I'm not going to say never.
So it's never too late. It's never too late. You can always buy
Don't look at me in that tone of voice, Lauren.
Yeah, I think that's a proposition. I didn't know any better.
It's blushing.
Look, we are making matches and love connections here today on Something to Talk About. So back to the initials, abbreviations, the LGBTQ.
Q.
So lesbian, bisexual, T is transgender, bisexual. Is B.
What's
T
the non-binary? That's the thing I hear all my friends with teenagers are now saying.
Oh, they say binary instead of bisexual?
Non-binary. NB.
And what is that?
It means they want to be known as they.
Oh.
They are fluid in their choices, which I think is a wonderful thing. I mean, why label anybody? Why not just be whatever you want to love?
The world seems very sensitive. It's hypersensitive these days and for many different reasons. And I think everybody, especially within the gay community, wants to be accounted for and they want to know that they're included. And where some of us might think that just one letter covers everything and everyone, there are very specific parts of the gay community that want their own letter. And I find, you know, I have my opinions about that. But we will say that Q stands for queer. I stands for intersex. That means people that were born with with some parts or less parts, and there was a decision made at birth to move that child into a certain direction of sex. So that's where you find that girls being born into boys' bodies, that's the way they feel, and they change their gender almost. I believe that's what intersex is. Don't send me hate mail if I'm wrong. Just call the show.
Call the show. 518-828-0290.
And it's also all right, so that's the I is intersex, and now A is asexual. Mm-hmm. Anyone that doesn't have sex with anyone. Apparently
sounds
that
like my ex-husband.
sounds like my ex-boy, my current boyfriend. Well, he doesn't listen to the show. Or the A could also mean accepting or acceptance. And then there's a plus sign for everyone else that wasn't covered under a letter. I think it's a little much, but I'm not going to begrudge people. I don't know who puts these letters together. Is there a committee?
I remember, like, half the people who go to the Pride Parade who do all these things are heterosexual. So I think so.
Half of them?
Half, if not more. Well, really? People who are in the parade.
Do we have numbers?
People
do
who go to the events.
No, we don't ask.
We don't ask.
Can just tell.
But you could. But
the gays
can
tell.
I mean, you know, the people who've signed up for the parade contingents, I mean, it's not only gay people who are signing up and who are marching.
Well, and this is kind of fascinating because a lot of people think that gay people, especially gay people in Hudson, know everything that there is to do with gay. And we don't. There's lots of questions.
It's a lot of work to
it's
be
It's a
queer.
Lot of work to it be gay these days.
It is a lot of work.
It is. Yeah. You're supposed to know everything and everyone, whether they live in another state or another country or, you know, what's going on in the gay world. I don't know.
And there's a lot of in between here in Hudson. There's a lot of gray areas.
Yes.
People who are gay, people who are straight, people who are gay after a few beers.
Yes, I know a lot
of
them.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
Well, you know, this Pride Month, I wanted to say, okay, so for the second year in a row, Donald Trump and the White House has refused to acknowledge LGBT Pride Month, which runs for the whole month of June. In a break with the tradition of previous presidents, in 2017, Trump failed to recognize June as Pride Month. Instead, he has issued 5 separate proclamations at the end of May for June. So we are acknowledging Caribbean American heritage in this month of June. We are acknowledging African American music. We are acknowledging home ownership. We are acknowledging the outdoors. And we are acknowledging the ocean. So
I don't want to acknowledge any of those things.
I mean, and you know, those things are lovely. Those things are lovely and fine, but it was very important to strike the LGBT pride from that list.
Was this a proclamation or just a Twitter thing?
Oh no, this is, you can't find this on the White House website where it was normally listed under the month of June. They have, you know, what that month is, and LGBT Pride Month has been stricken from that for the second year in a row. Bush was the other president to have done this besides Trump. And, you know, this is why parades need to happen. And this is why there needs to be a celebration of who we are and the mm-hmm. diversity. And we need to go to a musical break right now. And I have selected and I have conferred with all of you about this musical selection. And it is from the new movie, The Greatest Showman. And it's called This Is Me. So pay attention to the lyrics. It's very empowering. And it, this song has actually been a surprise pride anthem. And it's a message of empowerment in the face of hardship. So we will be back after the musical break. You're listening to Something to Talk About with these wonderful guests, Trixie Starr, Amanda Henry, and Lauren Serrano. Stay tuned.
Stranger to the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. Wanna cut me down? I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come, and I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me. Oh,
And welcome back. This is Justin Weaver, and you're listening to Something to Talk About. That was the wonderful, inspirational, empowering song, This Is Me, from the new movie. Well, it was new a little while ago, so I guess not new anymore. But it's relatively new. It's called The Greatest Showman. If you haven't seen it, go see it. I haven't seen it, but I hear it's wonderful, and that song is everything. I just want to remind everybody that we have wonderful guests here, but I do want to also remind you that we are in the midst here at WGXC 90.7 FM of our Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. The number to call is 518-697-7400. You can also donate at wgxc.org/donate. You know, no matter what your politics might be, WGXC plays an essential role in really all of our lives. WGXC provides public access to the airwaves and is committed to making sure that people in the communities we serve are able to tell their own stories, just like my guest here today, to tune in, to make sense of key events, and to hear fact-based information and insights. This is our unwavering mission here at the radio station. The news, the information, the civic conversations that we provide are more important than ever, and listener support makes WGXC possible. So please include WGXC on your personal list of essential donations to make sure that community radio always has a place in our community's conversation. Give right now, please, at wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. Okay, so now we are still here with the wonderful, the amazing Trixie Starr. We are here with Amanda Henry, and we are here with Lauren Serrano.
You forgot good looking.
Oh, the good looking and talented and very funny Lauren Serrano.
Oh, thank you.
And the almost lesbian Amanda Henry.
It's funny you should mention that because I took a Facebook quiz a number of years ago.
Oh, yes.
And it said, how gay are you? And I thought, well, you know, I'm a single woman. And one of the things that single heterosexual women have to deal with all the time is that for some strange reason, married women don't want their husbands palling around with single women. So we tend to have a lot of gay friends.
Ah, that's true.
So here I am, very gay aligned and quite single. So I thought, well, I'll take the Facebook test. I'll see how gay I really am. Yes. Well, it came back. I'm 86% gay.
Yay!
Really, 86% gay or 86% hetero?
86% gay.
Really?
Yeah. Is that just from the waist down?
It didn't say. It just said 86%.
I'm teasing. We're going to get yanked right off this air.
Well,
airway.
Really, I'm looking at the thing that says no indecency.
No indecency. So let's keep it moving here.
Yes, let's move right along.
Let's see. So,
I have a gay brother. Does that count?
Yes. Well, that's probably the 86% or
probably.
Maybe 84%.
He came to Hudson just after I moved in, and he was sort of, he was in the, he's a lot younger than I am. He's 16 years younger. And he was sort of in one of these employment crises. What shall I do? What shall I do? Mm-hmm. So he looked at me and he said, you know what I've always wanted to do? I said, what's that, Andrew? He said, I'm very good at putting things together. He said, I think I'd like to be an interior designer.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, darling. I said, Andrew, I said, the world does not need another gay decorator. I said, we've got enough. So fast forward.
I hope you didn't turn him straight.
Fast forward. He is now one of England's leading interior designers. His firm has been around for 10 years. He's making, I don't know, squillions.
Wow. Despite his supportive sister.
Despite yes. his supportive sister. He's yes. making squillions.
Or maybe you pushed him, maybe you gave him the drive to do that.
Yeah. I doubt
you
it.
You could, you never know.
Well, maybe, but he's hugely successful.
Well.
And
we have a list of questions.
Yes, I have so many questions. We're going on and on. I'm just teasing. No, that was a wonderful story, and we hope to have him on the air. Now, this year's theme is superheroes. I want to ask you guys, how did you come up with the theme? What other themes were possibly tossed around as ideas? And what are your individual superpowers? Trixie, should we start with you? You want to?
Oh, we had a poll. It was going to be either superheroes or out of this world, I think, the two. So we ended up with superheroes. But next year, you know, we'll never know. So we pick a different theme every year, which actually does set us aside apart from other Pride groups in the area, which don't do themes. But right. Superheroes, why not?
Right. So everybody should expect to see lots of people dressed as superheroes.
Right. And my superpower are my administrative skills.
Ah.
I have super administrative skills. Yes.
Good
and
one.
I get people organized whether they like it or not.
Okay. So now we have to ask Amanda, what is your superpower?
I think cheesecake.
Cheesecake is your superpower.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my kryptonite.
Well, I made one this week, and frankly, it was my grandma's recipe. And frankly, without to put too fine a point on it, once you put that Eager's Farm Stand strawberry rhubarb stuff on top,
oh yeah,
it's like heaven.
You could put that on anything.
You could put, but what you have to do is to stick the fork in and wiggle it so that the calories dissipate before you eat it, and then it's fine.
Okay, that's good to know.
Speaking of sticking the fork in and wiggling it, Lauren, what's your
Lauren? What's your superpower?
You know you're about to get a plethora of answers. My superpower is probably giving myself compliments.
Yeah.
Keep myself going.
Are you
every
good
day.
At that?
I'm so good at it. I can get you some too if you'd like them, but I need at least 20 minutes notice.
I think I'm okay.
All right.
Yeah. And
I
think my superpower this year is fitting into my dress. Yeah. Let's just hope my superpower is working this on Saturday. Okay. Now, this is a really important question because I've been hearing this a lot. Are there any restrictions as to how people express themselves in the parade? And I ask this as. Because I had a conversation with someone who stated they're all for the parade, but they don't want to see scantily clad men in bikinis on a float with their things waving. And some have said that they can't take their 80-year-old mother, and some have said they can't take really young children to the parade out of fear that they might be witness and subject to this kind of expression. How do you guys respond to that?
Nonsense.
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, we do have a lot of kids that go in the parade.
Right.
We have a kids float that people could go on. Yes, in the past, people have worn bathing suits in the parade when it's been 90 degrees. But it is nothing that you wouldn't see if you weren't at a beach.
Yes.
You know, and actually, I mean, even in New York State, it's legal for women to go topless. But that doesn't even happen.
I don't think that's
still
ever
can't
happened.
Do it, though.
But I
still get told no.
Well, but that's it is legal.
I know.
But yet we don't do that in the parade. So yeah, I mean it's something that we tell people to dress appropriately, but it's nothing that you wouldn't see at a beach if at most.
And frankly, there have been parades in Hudson where far more obnoxious, objectionable, and violent things have been seen.
Yes,
so we don't do that.
Right. But
so
yes.
It's up to, it's like the eye of the beholder thing. I mean, what you consider raunchy is somebody else's opinion of, it's their way to express themselves, and it could be done far more extravagantly.
People could be offended by a drag queen. Not, you know.
Many are.
Yeah, I know
hello.
A lot of.
And there are a lot of offensive drag queens.
I know a lot of 70-year-old women who really get a kick out of the parade, who are not offended by the parade, who love the parade. So I would bring my 70-year-old grandma. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If mine were alive, I'd bring them as well.
You never know. You never know. Right, bring grandma.
Bring your
kids. We walked down Flag Day Parade, and you know what? People were happy.
Yeah.
People were cheering us on. I mean, there were some people who maybe not necessarily were cheering us on, but no one. There was
nobody was mean.
There was not one negative comment.
Or at least not one that we heard.
Or not to your face.
Well, no.
I'm going
nice.
With everyone was positive.
All right.
Like that.
I think so.
I heard nothing but rave reviews.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Oh, everybody's here, folks. Oh, somebody just walked out and really slammed the door harshly. So that's what gave us all a jolt, but we're all okay.
We're here.
Excuse me. Okay, here's another big question to tackle. Specifically for you, Trixie. The Supreme Court just ruled in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to bake a cake to celebrate the marriage of a same-sex couple because of a religious objection. The ruling ended up 7-2. This case really is... It's really not about cakes, is it? It's really more about the rights of gay people to receive equal service. And I wanted to ask you, because you are a baker of the most... lovely, refined, delicious cookies here in Hudson, Trixie's Oven, shameless plug. Would you bake cookies for a straight customer or for a customer who you knew that was anti-gay, number one? And do you have any thoughts on the Supreme Court decision, and what does it mean for equality as a whole?
Well, first of all, I bake cookies for anyone. But, you know, let's take a step back, folks, because next year we're celebrating the 50 years of Stonewall. And what exactly was Stonewall? Well, 50 years ago, it was illegal for gay people just to conjugate and just to, like, get together. So they were in a bar having a good time. The police would raid them constantly and just throw people into jail just for being openly gay in a bar. All right? And I have been to protests where 20 some odd years ago, a gay person could not visit their sick and dying partner in the hospital because they weren't considered to be next of kin.
Right.
So, you know, the road to equality is not an easy road. They're going to be, you're going to go forward, you're going to go back. You know, this is definitely a little bit of a step back. But, you know, right, where were we, like 80-something, where a Hardwick decision came through with the Supreme Court, which made it illegal, you know, which sodomy was illegal then. Mm-hmm. That had to be overturned. So just because the Supreme Court actually says something doesn't mean it can't be overturned in the future.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not an easy path. We have a lot of work. It's important to come out. It's important to come out for the parade. We can still take your parade contingent. You can still sign up. Go to outhudson.com. Sign up to be in the parade. You can get yourself a decal. You can get yourself a flag. And the struggle continues.
Well, you know, with people like you and everybody in this room who really, you know, it's important to make sure we keep that message out there that no matter what happens, you know, in our everyday lives, we keep going. We keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. And, you know, we're going to face the discrimination. We're going to face the obstacles, but it's important to keep going.
Right.
And eventually we'll get there. And we have made leaps and bounds towards what we were looking for.
Look at where Hudson was 8 years ago before the first Pride parade. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were cautious about having that parade.
Right.
You know, now you have people who come to Hudson. You know, we have rainbow flags up and down Warren Street. You have people who come to Hudson because, like, oh, this is an accepting
community.
It is.
Yeah. That is literally why I'm here. That's literally why. That's why I'm here.
What brung you?
Well, I moved up to the area and I was looking for work. And when I realized how much this town loves dogs and queers, I was like, that's where I want to be. So that's literally how I got here.
There you go.
Yeah, that's why I stay. I mean, I'm born and raised here, as everybody knows. I left and I came back. And I wasn't really supposed to stay when I came back, you know, because I went away to college and I came back. And it was just a blip because I was going through a breakup and in between apartments. And I was just coming back to get on my feet again. And I realized what was happening here. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stick around for a little longer. And happy I did. 15 years later, after that little blip, you know, I can't imagine being anywhere else right now. So it's just wonderful.
Charlie Ferrucci, who in 2010 won the Homecoming King and Queen, you know, he is now on our board of Out Hudson. You know, he's gone away to school. He works, but he's coming back. And the thing is that he can come back to Hudson. You know, people don't have to leave. It's like, you know, it used to be you just left. You left your small town for the big cities, but now you can come back.
Let's run down the list of what's happening once again. And first, before we do that, are we still accepting volunteers? If there's somebody out there listening, can they still volunteer, and how do they do that?
Sure.
Absolutely. All you need to do is to come to the 7th Street Park on Saturday morning. Make sure that you've got your sunscreen and your water with you, because it's going to be a lovely day.
It's going to be 88, as a matter of fact. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 85, and partly cloudy on Saturday, yes.
Well, still, you need your sunscreen,
yes.
Cloudy or not.
Yes.
Anyway, show up around 11 o'clock, anytime really from 11 to 12, to the registration table and say, I'm here to help. And you can be sure that we will have a great job, a necessary job, for you. In fact, there are a couple of new people in town I've met recently, and I've invited them to come along too. It's a wonderful way to make friends, to get involved. If you're new in town and want to meet some of the wacko people here, we're here and we'd love to see you. I should say we're here, we're queer, and we'd love to see you. So come to the park. Anytime from 11 onwards to the registration table, come with your smile and we will put you to work gladly. Thank you. And we do need help cleaning up after the parade. You know, DPW are wonderful. They're an amazing resource that we have here, but we will need help for cleanup. So anyone who can't make the beginning of the parade but could help us clean up afterwards would be more than welcome.
And even if it's if somebody can't help out and volunteer on Saturday, there are other times through this whole entire weekend where I'm sure you could use some help. You know, you have this is
you
going
know my
on.
Windows really could use a good. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think I have dishes also, but no, yeah, we have. Trixie will run down the list again, but we have events from Thursday through Sunday, and there's going to be lots of opportunity to help out. Before we go and run down the list of events again, I just wanted to ask, can people still get into the parade if they want to march?
Yes. We are still taking parade contingents, so you can sign up. And contingent, for people who don't know, is the collective noun for a group of parade goers. Mm-hmm. So sign up your contingent, floats or trucks or marchers, outhudson.com. There's a link that says be in the parade. And we're taking that until Thursday.
Okay. I think somebody's phone's going off.
Not it.
No. Okay. All right. So let's run down. If anybody's just tuning in for the last 10 minutes of the show, shame on you. But for what you've missed, Trixie is going to run down the full list of events that are happening starting tomorrow. So Trixie, take it away.
So tomorrow we have an author reading of When Katie Met Cassidy, and that the author of Camille Perry, which will be at Spotty Dog from tomorrow, Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m., then we have our boat cruise on Friday. So Friday we have two events. The boat cruise, which is from 7 to 9, which is happening down by the waterfront. And that's sponsored by Trixie's Oven. There'll be cookies. There's Trixie's Whorehouse also afterwards. That's Friday night at the Half Moon. And that'll be happening at 10 o'clock. There'll be drag queens performing. The boat cruise is hosted by Isis Vermouth. Isis's drag queens will be at the Whorehouse. And then we have the Link Project is having an author reading of Sarah McBride. Her book, Tomorrow Will Be Different, and that is from Saturday morning from 11 to 12:30 at the Hudson Area Library. Then the parade itself is at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Lineup starts at noon. We have more stuff going down, family-friendly stuff going down at the Promenade Hill Park, sponsored by Etsy. William Farmer's son is doing a craft fair and adult beverages there. Poke the Bear Beer Blast, which is on Saturday at 2:30 at Ore Bar, and the Woman's Tea Dance, which is happening
3 o'clock Sadhana.
3 o'clock Sadhana. There you go. 403 Warren. The Cabaret Show, Head of Lettuce, Helsinki, 8 o'clock on Saturday, and the Saturday Dance Party, All the Bodies by Tiger House and Little Debs. And then our last event, which is on Sunday, is the Afternoon Tea Dance, Disasters of the Universe, sponsored by
Girl Gantua Jones.
And that starts at 4 o'clock at the Red Dot. Yes. And that's a fun event, too.
Be sure to see her superpower. you mentioned two organizations that are relatively new. Maybe we can talk about them and how much they have impacted and or helped out Hudson. You mentioned the Link Project, and you mentioned Tiger House. So those are two relatively new organizations here in Hudson. Do you want to tell us who they are and what they do?
Well, the Link Project, that is Charlie Ferrucci's group. And what he does is he's brought drag queens, and the idea is, is to bring intergenerational gay, lesbian people together and to talk about issues such as HIV and other issues that are affecting the LGBT community.
So to link them, basically.
Link them, exactly. Ah, that's the idea.
Good word.
Every one of those events is absolutely wonderful to attend.
Right.
Every time I'm able to, I get to one because I just absolutely love them.
Yeah.
He does really. It's amazing. Charlie's amazing. Does amazing events.
I've never seen somebody with so many connections. He's got all these connections with all these like famous drag queens and the drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race. Yes. So, everybody should, I'm not going to tell people what to do, but I will say No, you should. Go ahead and support the Link Project. Yeah. I'm not asking you to spend any money. Go ahead and support the Link Project whenever you see an event.
Like it on Facebook.
Yes, yeah. Like the Link Project on Facebook. And if you are a RuPaul's Drag Race fan or just a, you know, just a fan of a good time, try to catch one of those events. Mm-hmm. And you said the Tiger House. What's right. the Tiger House?
So Tiger House, which was the Enid Hudson, in its former life.
Uh-huh, okay.
All right. The Tiger House and Little Debs, they're, you know, newer to Hudson because now I'm old school homosexual.
Yeah, me too.
You know, if you go to Little Debs, their nights are off the hook.
New wave gay.
Yeah. But they're a lot of fun, and we're really happy that they're included here in this Pride Weekend because it really is about all these other organizations like coming together. Hopefully we've hit almost all of them. But we didn't even try that hard. People just, you know, came up from the woodwork and said, you know, hey, I want to do an event. We're like, yeah, sure, do it. Let's put it in the schedule.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Hudson's kind of great in that way. Do you see that the parade and the weekend of festivities is still growing?
Oh yes, I mean, we have new people who are going to be in the parade marching. We have a lot of the old people who have been there before.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Who's the Grand Marshal this year?
Sarah McBride.
And she's the author?
She's the author who will be at the library on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And tomorrow will be different. She worked under the Obama administration. Her book is amazing. And okay. She'll be there. Colin Stairs, call her. But yes.
Okay. And if people still want to show their support, they can't come to the parade. They can... Can they still get a sponsor shield?
Of course.
And a flag, a rainbow flag to hang out?
Everything's online, outhudson.com.
Outhudson.com. And we can't really talk about any prices here, so that's where you're going to get all that information. I do want to remind everybody we are in the midst of a pledge drive here at the radio station. Please donate. I think I have... scrounged up $40, but if somebody wants to go ahead and call in with a $20, a $40, a $100 donation, that would be wonderful. That would make my whole weekend, and the radio station would be very grateful. You can call. We are having our Radio Everywhere pledge drive. We're calling it here at 90.7 FM. The pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. Or you can go online at wgxc.org/donate. Also, if you are one of those ones like me that goes and gets a money order because you don't trust anyone, you can put that in an envelope and get a stamp and mail it off to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acra, New York, 12405. And again, the goal for this pledge drive is $25,000. At last check, I think we were around 4,100 total that we have received in donations, and we thank you for those donations, and we ask that you continue to be generous because listener support is vital to our station's survival. We have, let's see, how many more minutes do we have? I don't know where that clock is, but I have to assume we're around. Oh, we got 2 minutes and 36 seconds left. Any final parting words, you three? You've been great guests.
Get on Facebook, like Out Hudson on Facebook.
Yes.
Like any event.
Yes.
RSVP event to events that you want to go to. Share them. Post them. Invite your friends. Invite your friends' friends. Invite your friends' parents. Invite your parents.
Yes.
Just invite everybody.
Oh, my parents are going to be in the parade this year.
They are?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, my God. You have to introduce me.
They'll be there.
I've seen pictures. Yeah. They've never been a part of it? They've never been in one?
They've never been in the parade. This will be their first gay pride parade.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I'm putting them to work.
and talking of putting them to work, don't forget, if you're new to town and we sound like a fun bunch of people to hang out with, it's true, we are.
We are.
Come and volunteer, make some new friends. I can't stress enough what fun you'll have and how glad we will be to see you.
I like that plug for glad. Did you do that on purpose? You
yes,
did.
Yes, I did.
That's with two A's, the spelling of that word. Where are we? We're at a minute and 30.
And we're going to Out Hudson does other events throughout the course of
the year,
too.
Yes, I had that on here, and I forgot to ask you. It's not just a one-and-done thing.
No. So, I mean, we've sponsored the Drag Queen Story Hour. There's a nut. The Link Project is doing the Drag Queen Story Hour in July with Mary Cherry, who was one of the starters of the Drag Queen Story Hour. We do that at the library. Uh-huh. That's happening in July. We're doing like a farm event in October. So we have like other events that we do throughout the course of the year, and more things that, you know, that we'll plan out too. We have
picnics.
We have our nonprofit status. So donations that you can give on the website or tax deductible now. And so it's not just this one event, but we are planning other events. We're going to do something for World AIDS Day this year. So yeah, it'll be great.
Perfect. We have 37 seconds. I was reminded when you said that we're like the older queens now. It's kind of shocking. I went into Peebles yesterday, and I was so proud. I had my $10 off coupon, and they said you can't use it. I was like, why? Because they're like, oh, you're over 40. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, now Peebles has a thing. If you're 40 years old or over, on Tuesdays, you get an automatic 20% off. I'm like, you might as well just hand me my AARP card right now. It's like,